Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And let's start with the NCAA, and they made a decision to extend the spring athletes, the spring sports, which have been canceled, baseball, softball, things like that. Those athletes, the seniors, will get another year of eligibility. And I applaud them for that. I think that's the right move. I think it's a great move. Those kids, I mean, I don't even think it's like – it should be even controversial, or I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, if a kid got hurt and had to be, you know, redshirted or didn't play for a year, he still get his fourth year of eligibility. So I think that this is clearly the right move. I don't think it's a difficult move in the least bit. Now, the other thing they're looking at, though, are the winter sports athletes, mainly men's and women's basketball, because that's a winter sport. And they're trying to decide whether or not they should give those seniors an extra year of eligibility. And, Rob, I say emphatically no. Not nothing against basketball players, of course. I have nothing against them at all and the other winter sports athletes. My point is just that you've played your whole year. I mean, they essentially played the entire – you know, early part of the season where you're playing non-conference opponents and you've played essentially your full conference schedule, You did. All you missed out on was the postseason.
And the postseason
tournament
isn't
for
a
the conference. Right.
It's not a given.
There's only 68 of the 300 some odd teams.
There were plenty of kids who don't play in the postseason in their college career and go home.
Yep.
Plenty.
Yep. So you sound like you're with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the original during the spring, that's a layup. That takes nothing. That's not like, oh, wow, they came up with some creative idea. Those kids didn't get a chance to play at all.
Exactly. So let's not celebrate them for that decision either.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's a layup. You don't even need to be a part of college sports to understand those kids had something taken away from them. But as far as the basketball and whatnot, I'm in agreement. I just don't understand why you would do that to come back for a whole to start another season and then still no guarantee you're going to play in the postseason.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
I don't get that at all.
Let's keep it real. When these seniors don't graduate or whatever year they may be, is there an uproar? Oh, they didn't graduate. They didn't get to experience graduation. No. Nobody really cares. You know what I'm saying? Now you care that they don't get to play in an NCAA tournament, which for many of them would just be one game anyway? No, it shows the priorities are off. And I get it. Again, it'd be great if a Cassius Winston could play in another NCAA tournament for Michigan State and all these guys. I understand that. And a lot of these guys won't go to the NBA. But it's just an unfortunate situation that all of us are dealing with.
And other people have had similar things. I brought it up the other day about the people who worked hard for the 1980 Olympics.
Yep.
And the United States boycotted. They didn't get that back, right?
That's right.
They didn't. It happens sometimes, and unfortunately it happens in your situation and your time, and things have happened. We've seen strikes in certain sports. You talk about teams that I always remember the 1994 Montreal Expos. Remember they had that great team and they had to strike. They never got to go to the World Series. Expos never won anything. It could have changed everything. Maybe they still have a franchise there, Chris, had they won that World Series in 1994.
Right.
None of it happened.
Right.
It just didn't happen.
And we're talking about, you know, because you've seen a lot of people put this in the language of it's an experience that the kids are missing out on. And I get it. But a lot of these schools also, Rob, are canceling the graduations. You know, the commencement ceremonies.
You have two daughters who are ready to graduate come May, and you might miss out on
Michigan,
both of them.
Michigan's canceled theirs.
So my
daughter in Michigan won't walk. You know, she'll graduate, but she won't walk. There'll be no ceremony.
That's your moment. You know what I mean? You put in 4 years. It's a proud moment for your mom and your dad and your friends and family. I mean, it's what it's all about, you know, after the blood, sweat, and tears for 4 years.
Yep.
So that's something, but I'm sure, you know, you understand with what's going on, you can't put all those people together.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it just is what it is, and I'd be interested to see what the listeners think, and we'll give you your chance, as always, to weigh in on that. The other thing, Rob, is that there was an interesting article in which I believe he's the vice president of the NCAA. Yes, Dan Gavitt. He told the Associated Press that they actually were thinking Wednesday night when Rudy Gobert got it was revealed that he had the coronavirus, and then even into Thursday morning, that maybe they could salvage the tournament in a 16-team, as opposed to 68 teams, 16-team tournament that only lasted a weekend. So you'd play Friday and Saturday, and then there'd be a championship game on Monday night. My thinking is that would have been nice, like, before Rudy Gobert got the coronavirus, I think that would have been a legitimate, you know, possibility. And I think it would have been fine. I think, we would have got a little bit of March Madness. Obviously, all the teams wouldn't have been able to participate, but I think I certainly would have been fine with just 16.
I would have had an issue, and there would have been a lot of schools not participating. And if they would say, well, if you could put 16 together, why can't it be 32? Or why can't it be
12? Well, because it's a weekend.
No, I'm just saying, but there'll be a lot of people who would be salty, probably more than who would be happy.
Yeah, but I'd do it. I think it'd be good. And I think – again, you got to be an adult about it and understand if we're going to do this thing in one weekend, we can only have 16 teams. And so I would have been fine with it. But again, once Rudy Gobert got the coronavirus, you know, there was no possibility of that happening. That would have been a really bad look. And not to mention dangerous for the athletes and the people that were in attendance. Wouldn't have been fans, I assume, but just, you know, staff and people like that. But I would have liked that. It would have not been obviously what March Madness usually is, but I think it would have been great, but obviously they couldn't have done it, you know, once the test came in.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob, let's move from the NCAA to the NBA. And I got to shout out and just give straight up props to several NBA players who have come out and said that they are going to give money to the part-time arena employees, the guys that are at the, you know, the hot dog stands and concession stands and working security as we, you and I, you know, as reporters would go into games and things like that. Those are the people that are really going to be hit hard by this. And the we heard the Golden State Warriors president, Rick Welts, kind of pay lip service to it, you know, by
fumbling over it. Oh, yeah, we'll lend us support. No, no, people don't need that.
Right.
You know what they need? They need to get paid because those jobs and the money is not that big. So, Chris, when you miss it big time.
No question.
You just miss it.
No question.
And you can't make it up. You don't have to. You're living paycheck to paycheck. There's no, let me go into my emergency fund in the bank. You don't have one.
Right.
You don't have one.
Absolutely. So, shout out to Giannis Antetokounmpo, $100,000 of his own money to those part-time employees in Milwaukee. Kevin Love, $100,000 of his own money to those workers in Cleveland. Shout out Blake Griffin, $100,000 of his own money to the workers in Detroit. And Blake's been hurt basically all year, so really good for him. But Zion Williamson, the rookie, Rob. The rookie. He's not even getting the big money yet. And he has said he's going to take care of the payment. I don't even want to say salaries because they're, you know, part-time employees. They're working on hourly rates. He's going to take care of all of those Pelicans employees for the next 30 days.
But Chris, I love what the players are doing, but it's once again, it's just. It shouldn't be coming from them.
Well, there's some teams. Let me before you go yeah. there, and I know where you want to go, and I'm with you. But some teams are stepping up. The Portland Trail Blazers have said they're going to cover the salaries for the or the payments for those workers for the 9 remaining home games or what games that were supposed to be home games. Dallas Mavericks doing it for their remaining home games, which was 6. Philadelphia doing it. And the Flyers as well in the NHL and the Memphis Grizzlies as well. And here's the one thing. First of all, Adam Silver should make that mandatory. Just make that mandatory.
What the Blazers, the remaining home games, 9,
yep.
Just pay the people going to be hurt the most. That's it. And it should come from the team and at some other situation or when the NBA, I don't know, Chris, you know, there's fine money that I know that goes to charity sometimes. Maybe, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Maybe you take from that pool. I'm not saying, you know, but there should be money to help the people, and it should be coming from the owners or the league or whoever, not really the players. The league makes so much money.
Great,
no, that's fine. That's their right.
The owners should be doing it more.
But
so.
They shouldn't
Here's the
feel
thing
compelled,
about Dallas,
the players.
Though, Rob,
that's the thing.
Here's the thing about Dallas. They're throwing a little twist on there that the part-time employees, I don't know if they've made this mandatory, but Cuban mentioned this. They're going to do some type of community service. Stop it.
Right.
Are you going to do some type of community service?
But you know what that is?
You got the time. You got the time, Mark Cuban. You doing community service? You going to make these part-time employees have to do some community service? To get paid?
Disgraceful. And you know what that's like, Chris? That was like, and I'm just going to tell you, this is this is what it reminds me of. This is the stuff, the rhetoric that they got from people when people got welfare, that they had to do like community service. These are people who are down and out, who are struggling, can't pay their rent, you know what I mean, don't
right.
have money. And you're making it like, oh, we're not giving you a handout. You have to work
right.
for it. That's what this is. And that's a slap in the face to those employees who are working for you. The only reason they're not working, Chris, there are no games to work.
Right.
It ain't like they just want to check and they don't want to show up. A no-show
right.
job.
Right.
That is embarrassing. It really is.
No question.
And insulting.
No question about it. No question about it. And that's why. And here's the thing, too. And again, I'm glad the teams are doing this, And again, I think Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, should make it mandatory for teams to do it. Now, he works for the owners, but so what? Make it mandatory. But here's the thing. Giannis, Kevin Love, Blake Griffin, Zion, Rob, they're coming out of their own pocket.
Right.
Are the teams, is this coming out of the owner's pocket?
Nope. It'll come out of some fund or some money there.
From the franchise. Now, I know they own the franchise, but it's not their personal money.
It's not directly, right. You could go in and say, I'm Mark Cuban, I'm worth $2 billion, and I'm going to take it out of my own pocket, not even out of the Mavericks fund or that account. I'm taking it out of my personal savings account, and I'm going to donate this money to help the people who are going to be hurt. We've both talked about this before. When the NFL takes the game to Europe and Jacksonville this year, Chris, right? Three games, I think it is. Is it two or three games in London? The little people get hurt.
Yep.
Like you go like, oh, well, we make a ton of money over there. Sure you do. But what about the people who have jobs there in Jacksonville who depend on those games?
Yep. No question. Neither of us like to get in guys' pockets. You do what you want with your money. But when I see players, and I think a lot of fans, Rob, they look at it like, well, yeah, the player should do something. LeBron and, you know, Kawhi, and they should do something. They're making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. What about the owners?
Somebody's paying them that money, though.
Billions.
Somebody's paying them that money, right?
All of them. You got Jeannie Buss is paying LeBron the max, Anthony Davis the max, Danny Green, what's he making? $12 million a year, $15 million, whatever it is. I mean, they are the ones. I'm just saying to the listeners and the fans out there, if you're looking at anybody to do it, look first at the billionaire owners. And especially, we see it with the lockouts, Rob. You know, fans tend to seem to be on the side of the owners when it comes to lockouts.
Only because they always feel, and this is just my theory, because you play basketball, Chris, or you hit a baseball. I'm just saying you played the game, right? So you could you more realize or feel like I'm closer to that guy than I am to the owner, where you can't envision owning a team or being a billionaire. So I think that's why fans do it, and I don't think it's right. But I think that you should look at the owner, because ultimately everybody under him are all employees. Players are employees.
Right.
Concession people are employees. Security guards are employees. Everybody under the owner is an employee.
Right.
So that's why the owner should be on the owner and the organization to take care of their people in extraordinary circumstances. In this is not some guy who wants to take off and get paid or this is something that he cannot control and won't get paid and have a family and bills and you know it. You miss most people in this country. Most. You miss two or three paychecks, Chris, and you're in bad shape. You're in trouble.
Most. You hit it on the head. No question about it. And I just think this is an extraordinary situation. This is a situation that none of us has ever experienced. I don't care how old you are. Unless you're like 100 years old and you go back to the 1918 Spanish flu, you haven't experienced this. None of us have. And so that's why we're saying, look, if somebody should be looked at as stepping up and helping these people that are going to need it, it should be the billionaires, not the millionaires. And if you want to hold the players' feet to the fire and say they should do it, fine, but hold them second, right? Hold the billionaires first. They should not be able to get away with this. And this community service, I'm sorry. I am sorry. That should not be a requirement in this situation to do that. If you want to offer up the opportunity, hey, we're the Dallas Mavericks. We want to go out and help people, you know, who may have coronavirus, however you want to do it. We're doing this type of community service. All of our employees, from the part-timers all the way up to the executives, we want all of you to come out and do something. That's one thing. But to say that these part-time workers have to do it, it's really like you making them work for the money.
Right.
That's really exactly what you're saying.
This is not like that. That they don't do that with the Red Cross when a flood comes somewhere, Chris, and then go, all right, we're going to take care of stuff and get you clothes and a place to eat. And but then you have to work it off after everything gets cleaned up. No, that's not what it is.
Right, right. No, it's just, you know, so that's all I'm saying is if you really want to see somebody step up, less fans start holding the billionaire owners accountable more so than the players. But look, I hope more players, you know, follow the lead of love. I don't feel they're obligated to, but I mean, and all of these guys are heroes. Zion, Rob, that's really huge to me because Kevin Love is darn near max. He's got a $130 million contract. Giannis and Blake Griffin are max guys. I'm not trying to belittle what they're doing because that's great too. But Zion is
a young guy who's that young, who's already digging in his pocket and not only worried about himself, says a lot.
Nah,
it just does.
That's great. That's great. And for him to be, you know, what looks like he could be the face of the game going forward or one of them, yeah, that's a great look for him. And definitely shout out to Giannis. And let's hope that some other players, but more so the owners, step up and help. Now, here's the thing, Rob, and this doesn't fly in the face of what we're saying, but the money that the league could lose, they've already lost roughly $200 million from China. You know, the whole issue with Daryl Morey and the tweet and all that. But they stand, if they don't play any regular season or playoff games this year, and this will tell you why they're willing to go through August to play these games, they will lose roughly $500 million. So you're talking about losing $700 million this season if they don't play games.
Right. Yeah, it's the ramifications, and it's through a lot of things. You don't realize how much stuff is tied, you know, to these things and money, and once it stops.
Well, that might affect the salary. It will affect the salary cap next year.
It's going to affect a lot of things. There'll be people, if this goes long enough, Chris, that'll be laid off in the NBA offices.
No question.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind.
We've already seen some writers.
Right.
Because some of the games aren't being played, and you know.
And not only that, and then there's a lot of guys who are freelance writers, Chris, who, you know, make money. They can make a living doing it because there's enough games to do it, but it's a freelance. And if you don't have any games to cover, those guys are, again, they don't get paid.
Right, 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 right. So even though money's going to be lost, though, you're still going to be fine. The billionaires will be fine. It doesn't mean you can't help the people that are going to be hurt the most. So thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's move on to the NFL, because the NFL has not, you know, suspended its league year. You know, its league year starts in March, and that's when free agency begins.
And I kind of get it. They don't have games, so it's not about games. And a lot of the stuff you could do remotely from home is paperwork. It's their year starts, so it's paperwork.
So here's the thing, then. So I'll throw this out at you, because I agree. I understand that fully. But with the league year, of course, what starts is free agency. And the debate is, should they go ahead and have free agency next week when it starts, and in a situation where obviously the nation is all but shut down and it's in economic peril, particularly, you know, the majority of Americans who, as you said, may be struggling financially. Is it a good optic, you know, for the NFL to be having guys sign $130 million contracts and $50 million contracts and $60 million, and even, you know, like haggling over it. Like, that's not enough. I want $70 million. $65 isn't enough, which in normal times we're fine. We understand. But does it look too bad in a time like this for the NFL to go ahead and have it, or do you think they should postpone it?
Probably postpone it, only from the standpoint also is you can't make a visit. Like, people aren't trying to travel, right? So I'm not going to go being wined and dined. You know what I mean? Which normally you take a free agent out, you bring them to the facility, look around. This is what we do. You're selling the guy on everything. You take him to the best restaurant in town, right?
No, you're right. Like,
so that part is gone.
Yeah, I mean, the LeBron James, he's the rare player, Kevin Durant, that can say, I'm coming without visiting, or you know what I mean? Because everything's going to change for them. Tom Brady could do that. But most players, you're right, they're going to want to visit. They're going to see the facility. And they're going to want to be sold. And they're going to need to be sold.
Right. So, that's usually what happens. You got to sell me on why I should – you know, come to your team, and because most of the time, most of the money is always pretty close. Every so often, somebody might blow somebody out the water, but the money's pretty close, so it's a matter of what do you feel more comfortable in?
Yeah, so I'm with you. You know, I was fine with them not delaying the start of the season, you know, the league season, because, like you said, you can do a lot of that. You know, it's no games being played, so there was no reason not to delay it. But I don't think the optics will be good at all. I don't think people are in the mood to, and again, it's fine for Dak to say, you know what, $33 million is not enough. You know, $105 million guarantee is not enough. I need $120 million guaranteed. I need $37 million a year, whatever. That's fine in normal times. Right now, it's not going to look good. And to be honest, I don't think that's what's on people's minds. You know, like nobody's thinking about it. And to be honest, another thing, Rob, they're going to have this vote on the new CBA. Which, are players again, really thinking about that?
I agree. I think that should be postponed as well. I think people are thinking about other stuff. They're distracted. I just don't think it's a good time to have a vote. I really don't.
And it may only need to be 2 weeks or a week. You know, let's see how things go. We're not saying it has to bleed into next season, of course.
Right. But, you got plenty of time. Yes. There's plenty of time. It's the off season. And in 30 days, we'll reevaluate everything, see where we are in this country, what's going on. You know, are we getting testing? Are people okay? Has the spread slowed down or stopped? Or you know what I mean? Or what? 30 yep. days will tell you a lot.
There was an argument, too, that some are making. Hey, the NFL would own the sports landscape because nothing else is going on. It'd be all about the NFL free agency. Here's what I say to that. Number one, that shouldn't be the line of thinking, right?
The NFL doesn't have to do that. They're already there.
Right, that was going to be my second point. Okay. Is they already own it.
I know. So what more do you want? It's just silly.
Does a day go by, Rob, when NFL's not talked about on a radio show like this or
to
a TV
nauseam?
Show?
Sometimes it's
right.
too much.
I agree. I think there should be days we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But there's not. It is NFL all of the time. They already own the sports landscape. They don't need a little extra. And that shouldn't be the line of thinking anyway. At this moment in time, it should be, you said it earlier, Rob, being with your family, making sure everybody's safe.
Safe,
making
yes.
Making sure you're safe. You know, spending some time doing things you really wouldn't have the opportunity to do when we're in the rat race. You know, no. I mean, I got to be honest. I'm not even, and we're into it because it's our jobs. But right now, I really don't necessarily want to think about whether Dak gets 33 or 37 million a year.
I agree.
I mean, honestly,
it's it's not earth shattering or, oh my God, can you believe? Like, there's so much going on. And it'll be okay if we delay it 30 days or a few weeks or whatever. And the same thing with the vote. They should really, the union, I don't think people's heads are in the right place.
Nah, I agree.
And I think that you should just wait and let this period, which is life-changing in this country, think we've never seen this.
Right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.